Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist. I work with Microsoft in the United States, and I'm here today with Bob Jansen, who is the CTO of RES Software. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about your application and what's the value proposition for your business?
So we are the creators and inventors of user workspaces. So we provide and develop a user workspace management platform. It is geared towards IT administrators and IT architects, and they use this platform to create truly dynamic user workspaces. And a user workspace is composed just in time when people log on to the desktop. It takes the user context and actually provides the right content for the specific user at that specific moment, at that specific location. So it's truly dynamic. It only exists while people are logged on. If you log off, the workspace is gone again. And these workspace rules are managed and stored in a data store.
So where do you store them?
Right now, we store them in Microsoft SQL Server. We support all the versions of that, including SQL Azure.
So why did you pick SQL Azure?
So as we found out, there are a lot of mobile workforces out there, large enterprises. And these they use laptops, obviously, and the laptops roam around. So they needed a database that was actually accessible through the web. So it's not an easy task to put your on-premises SQL Server 2008 on the web. I mean, a lot of security considerations here. So SQL Azure provides us a turnkey solution for our customers to exactly offer that capability.
How do you coordinate the desktop between the desktop and SQL Azure?
So we've built our own replication mechanism to replicate to the endpoints, so to store it in a local cache, which is working fine. But we also have to take care of like branch offices. So luckily on the roadmap there's the replication services for SQL Azure, so that we can also replicate to on-premises SQL servers.
So you can go back and forth between SQL Azure and SQL Server in the on-premises.
Yeah, and that's really great.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.